Anyway, the next part is the section of the executive officer's report that starts on page 20, and the heading is joint effort to develop hydro modification control criteria. So this item is included to update the board on our effort to develop hydro modification controls. We have a status report on that effort. It's staff's response to the challenges that the municipalities were facing in trying to comply with recently adopted stormwater management plans, specifically the post-construction stormwater requirements. And if the board thinks back, I think it was a year ago, and actually in this room, when, was it a year ago or was it 2 years ago?
A year ago? Oh, well, we've been here a couple of times on the issue.
It was probably 2 years ago when we talked about changing direction because we were spinning our wheels with the whole municipal stormwater program. And the staff had proposed a pretty lengthy stakeholder collaborative process, and the board said, no, that sounds like too much, too long. And so we changed gears at the board's direction. And I know the result now is dramatically improved in terms of the number of municipalities. I don't have the numbers. Maybe you can give us a ballpark number on that when you get up here, Dominic. But the number of municipalities now that we have enrolled in the program by virtue of approving their stormwater management plans is a much better picture than it was when we were talking about this 2 years ago and then the subsequent quarter or so. So the strategy has worked very well, I think. Just in the last couple days, I saw the notice from the state board staff saying that two more municipalities are now noticed for their official public comment period for the stormwater management plans, and that's Buellton and Solvang. So that's all good news. So today what we're talking about is our continued effort going forward with one of the most sticky issues that remains, and that has to do with this post-construction runoff control or hydro modification control controls. So that has proven to be one of the most difficult areas. And so our staff has designed this joint effort to provide more time, funding, technical assistance, and hopefully with some greater certainty to the municipalities for how to comply with that part of the stormwater management plans. So attached to the EO report that I have for you today is a letter that we sent out about 2 months, 2.5 months ago, notifying the municipalities how we plan to roll that out. We have followed that plan in the EO report today when we wrote this a month or so ago. We said we plan to send out another letter on October 20th, and we did do that. That was about Wednesday or so, Tuesday. And we, since we just sent that out this week, we've provided that as a supplemental sheet, so you've got that in the yellow paper. So we followed through with that. The plan included opportunities for stakeholder involvement. We've provided individual opportunities as well as collective opportunities and a series of charrettes or staff mini workshops, whatever the definition of a charrette is. From those, we developed draft project milestones or best management practices, and we provided municipalities with an opportunity to comment on those that we presented. So the supplemental sheet also includes 5 comment letters we received in response to this written report today to you, and they're from Santa Barbara County, from the San Luis Obispo Partners for Water Quality Technical Advisory Committee, and then the cities of Buellton, Atascadero, and then a combined letter from the Santa Cruz Monterey area people. We've addressed those comments and made some changes to the best management practices language and presented those in the October 20th letter that I just mentioned as a supplemental sheet, which solicits participation in this joint effort. And I should point out that we were successful in obtaining $600,000 from the State Board's cleanup and abatement account to assist with this effort. And that was also on the heels of a request that we made to the State Board, again to the state, to the cleanup and abatement account, and we were successful for $120,000, was it, Dominic, for assisting. This was actually a State Board proposal, but we were encouraging it for establishment of a statewide technical advisory committee to assist with developing the methodology for hydro modification controls. So that's where we are. Dominic, do you want to add? Could you tell us where we are with the municipality swamp stormwater management plan approvals?
Sure. Good afternoon, board members. I'm Dominic Rock with the Central Board Water Board staff, Central Coast Water Board staff. And to answer that specific question about how we're doing on enrollment, we're about 85% there with respect to enrolling phase two traditional municipalities that discharge stormwater from a municipal storm drain system. We've got about 34 of 41 enrolled, and we've got a couple on the way. So it looks like we'll have that completed in a reasonable time frame. And the momentum is there for implementing these programs now. So once we've had a number of them enrolled, it really changed the focus of the entire discussion. So we're now in the implementation stage, and as Roger was describing, we have proposed a joint effort to develop this hydro modification methodology and criteria. So several people came down today from parts of the region to address you, and I think we ought to just give them an opportunity to do that.
And for those who were not able to attend but submitted letters, I'll give kind of the high-level summary, is that the municipalities expressed various reservations that they had, cautions that they felt they needed to express. But it seemed to me that the bottom line with nearly all of them was that they were looking forward to participating in the effort with their caveats and with their words of caution. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so, but I don't want to put words in the mouth of those folks that are here, and I think they
can probably
express
that. Well, that's what I say for those folks who did not.
For those who aren't here, in particular the folks from the Monterey-Santa Cruz area, they still have a considerable trepidation about moving forward without the level of detail that makes them comfortable with where we're going. And our proposal is to try to provide that detail as soon as possible, which is as soon as next week or 2 weeks from now. I'll be meeting with them, and that'll be followed up by meetings with the consulting team that's actually going to be the science-based experts developing the methodology. So they'll be going out and talking to these folks as well. I think that's the principal reservation they have. They have some regrets that they had made some effort moving down the road toward developing their own criteria, and feel like maybe that was wasted effort. But I'm confident that that's not. That in fact, the work they've done and the folks they've hired to help them will have an opportunity to influence the development of the methodology as we move forward. So,
thanks, Dominic.
Okay, I have three speaker cards. Jerry Bunnan?
Bunin.
Joy Huffschmidt? And Kira Redman, still here, okay.
I always tell people, I don't care what you call me, just call me.
Just call you. Well, I know a Lance Bunnan. So,
you know, it would have been easier, but it wasn't the name my dad chose to have. So,
right, okay.
Jerry Bunin, Government Affairs Director for the Home Builders Association. We're also participating in the San Luis Obispo County-wide Technical Advisory Committee, but I am not speaking for the committee. We strongly support the joint effort. We also totally agree with the recommended changes that the Technical Advisory Committee submitted. And we also just want to publicly urge you to treat the cities and counties on this as full partners. They understand their processes better than you do. And so when you're working on getting them to do something in 2 years and they say, can't be done that fast, has to get done this way, believe that they're trying to make it work, because I think that they are. We are also concerned with, in particular, one of the BMPs, the one that suggests that during the two-year development process, you want the development community to be a guinea pig or try to implement hydro modification LID on our developments while we're developing the permanent standards. I think we're willing to try, but I'm going to tell you what our concern is. Our concern would work out that in the process of bringing a project forward, the planning staff is going to have one BMP that it really likes. It's going to require it. The planning commission is going to have two more that they really like, and they are going to be required. It's going to go to the water board probably or possibly for review. The staff is going to have two more that it likes. They are going to be required. Then it gets to the council, and two more are going to be required. And nobody in any way in that process understands of what the target is or what the success rate is going to be out of all of those. And you've made a project that was probably risky anyway, financially impossible to do. We're concerned that they're going to be stacking up, and we're concerned that they're going to conflict. We find that happens a lot. So I'm going to ask you to try to do the impossible, and what we really want is something that's both flexible and clear. And I'll give you just one idea of what we think might work, is have these things in menus. Those are, we can have the right to draw two things out of column A, two things out of column B, and two things out of column C during the test period. So we'll all find out what works in the area. That, we think, would be the best approach to doing something like this. So it's not a no from us, but we really don't want to get through this process where we're having our projects just overwhelmed by stormwater management techniques before anyone knows that they're effective. Thank you.
Do you see this as a very interesting, intriguing, what's the word I want? You know, opportunity and futuristic point that we're at to start to change things in the way we just, you know, develop and process water that falls on land. I mean, I do myself. I would hope that you guys have the tools to do it. You're really the soldiers there in the field to implement these things, and it's such a great opportunity that I think we'll benefit the whole tremendously, and I mean way beyond you and I, but the whole.
I'll try and be brief. I'm by nature both a pessimist and a realist. Okay? I worry a lot, but the bottom line is we're going to try and do what you guys want and make it work in a project. But we have found that the roadblocks don't come from our end. I always use the same one. We often find that we get asked to do one thing by one division of a government that another division prevents us from doing. The short answer is I find that the developers, the builders, love all the gadgetry and the technology, the tricks making it work fiscally and making it work within the bureaucracy.
Well, we're going to need your help to, you know, daylight the bottlenecks, the duplicity and things like that, so that we can try to get rid of those as much as possible and to streamline it.
We're here.
So, great, great. Because we need your help doing that.
We'll be there.
All right. Joy Hubschmidt.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the board. After the last item, you might be pleased to know that I'm here to thank your board and your staff for providing this opportunity to participate in the joint effort. We in Santa Barbara County, along with a number of other municipalities, have expressed concerns about the previous requirements and our inability to have either the technical expertise or the financial resources to develop the criteria on our own. So we really appreciate that you're providing both technical assistance and funding in helping assist us in developing the criteria. A few weeks back, we received the letter from the Water Board staff with the draft milestones, and the county had some pretty serious concerns, not so much with the milestones, but with the process that was being set forward. And our concerns were centered around two main issues. The first of that is the terms of participation. There's still a great deal of uncertainty in terms of what the technical team is going to be providing in terms of the methodology, and then what's going to be required of the jurisdictions to turn that methodology into criteria. Our second concern surrounded local participation and the need for assurance that local knowledge, and particularly, as Mr. Bunin alluded to, implementation feasibility of the criteria, that be seriously considered throughout the process. We're concerned that the technical team may expend substantial funds and then take input when it's too late in the process or too much of the money has been spent to actually make meaningful changes to the approach. So ideally, we'd like to have a seat at the table in development of the criteria, but at a minimum, we need to have an opportunity to review and comment on the draft criteria at a point in time that allows for meaningful changes to the approach, if that seems appropriate. I was pleased to see in the October letter, the offer to participate letter, that it addressed both of those concerns. Your staff seemed to hear that. They're assuring that there will be an opportunity to get input from municipalities at the draft stage. They're also committed to meeting with the municipalities in a series of meetings to try to get some clarity in terms of what the methodology is going to be, what the criteria is, what the scope of work is for the consultant team. So that I was pleased to see that. In summary, Santa Barbara County recognizes the many advantages of participating in the joint effort and will be on board when the train leaves next month. And we're optimistic that it can be a collaborative process. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, last speaker is Kira Redmond.
Good afternoon. Once again, Kira Redmond, Santa Barbara Channel Keeper. Channel Keeper supported staff's inclusion of hydro modification control criteria in the Central Coast Municipalities' stormwater management programs. Many of the municipalities kicked and screamed that this was too onerous, and now staff has developed this joint effort for developing hydro mod criteria in attempts to address those concerns. The joint effort provides 2 more years technical and financial assistance and removes the obligation on individual municipalities to develop interim criteria. While Channel Keeper would have liked to see this happen faster, this is a generous offer, and I hope and think the municipalities should participate and in a cooperative manner that moves it forward. But I think this board is right to move our region's municipalities forward in addressing hydro modification and implementing low-impact development, and Channel Keeper supports the joint effort as currently proposed by staff. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
If I may.
Yes.
And I'm not speaking representing the city of Atascadero, but maybe cities in general. And I did want to comment that when I first came on the board, from the city experience, there was a lot of concern statewide by cities in looking at this implementation. And I think when I came on and there started to be a discussion of the language, I think staff started working with cities more, and with the low-impact design program, I think was very helpful. And I think this process that we've taken, it has been very collaborative. And I think cities, I know, region-wide are appreciative of the grants and the work that the staff has done. And I think, I know I've seen an increased comfort level with cities in working, and it's led to some implementation that I want to talk about a little bit later. But I think I was one of the few, I think the only elected official that participated in the charrette in San Luis Obispo County. I did express the concern, even though I think Dominic did an outstanding job region-wide. I was a little disappointed that there wasn't more participation by elected officials, city and county level. And I think Our staff at Atascadero responded a little bit to that point in the letter, because I think just the way of the bureaucracy is it takes a while to get folks informed about meetings and activities, and I think our staff responded with some comments about this, but there was a disappointment that there wasn't time to present it to our city council, for example, and then get feedback from the council, which also means there's that missing point of educating the elected officials about this process. And I think in general, you know, talking with other councils, there isn't as much knowledge about this process, and I think we could make some extra outreaches. I think, Chairman Young, you suggested if we make sure that elected officials are aware of this. But I think with the increased comfort that's come, I know there's been a lot more implementation at a city level. In our city, we've actually done some low-impact design programs around street modifications close to creeks, for example, and I think we've done a very good job. And I think it speaks a little bit to a point that Mr. Bunin brought up, and my peers may not agree with this, but I think actually it would be better to have cities implement some of these ideas before the private sector, because there is a challenge when you go through staff and planning commissions and councils, and everybody has a different idea, and yet when our council work through implementing some of these low-impact design features on city projects, it gave us an opportunity to think through a lot of these issues, and I think that if we took the first wave, I think it might be easier for the private sector to implement farther down the road. So I think that's just something to keep in mind. And I do think, as was stated, we should be looked at full partners, because I think there's really a desire to implement some of these ideas. And there was a suggestion by Mr. Bunin about a menu approach, and I think that should be given more thought. We've had a few areas where in our city we've looked at various components where there was some choice by elected bodies like a council and for maybe subdivisions or whatever, and we took a menu approach where there were several options to choose from that all had an impact, but it kind of gave enough flexibility that there are sometimes something just doesn't work in a particular area. And I think if we incorporated that and if staff allow that flexibility, you could have several options in low impact design that might meet the need. I think that's just a good concept to keep in mind. So I just wanted to share those from a city perspective. Thank you.
You know, I wonder if there's a way to identify elected officials on either our boards of supervisors or city councils who are the more receptive or sensitive or aware of these issues. Like, you know, Janet Wolf came in to say hello
yes.
to us because the 303D list caught her eye.
Right.
So we know from now on, you know, her radar is now attuned to that.
Right. And I actually went and spoke with her after our lunch meeting, and we talked a little bit about that. And I think, quite frankly, there are a lot of areas where there would folks be much, would like to be participating more and haven't quite got the word yet. So I think whether we maybe even a letter from former mayors on our board or something directly to elected officials about this process, inviting them, and a lot of times folks will just self-select. Those that have an interest will participate.
Right.
I think it'd be a very good idea. And if you gain just 20 more elected officials in our region that were directly tuning in, I think
that's huge.
Be helpful.
Yeah.
It helps on buy-in.
Yeah. Well, I'd like some recommendations on how we might do that. That's board outreach,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
AMBAG?
Is that everyone within the Central Coast region?
No, just the Monterey Bay Area.
We have SLOCOG. We have different.
Yeah. But then those just have selected representatives from each elected body. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could.
COG
get
in each county is a good idea, and I sit on our COG in our county. And again, all five supervisors, one representative from every city, it'd be very easy to make a presentation to the COG, and that cuts you down to five meetings.
Monterey County, do you want to address
Yeah, most cities have that as well.
They always, all the mayors.
Well, so how do we...
We also have our League of California Cities. Our region is a three-county region. That picks up three of your five counties right off. So there's a couple of bodies, and maybe we could suggest that we just maybe make a little extra effort. And I personally wouldn't mind speaking to some that I have contact with. You might be better equipped in the northern regions, but some outreach from a board level is
right.
Might be
so
helpful.
Like a traveling show
right.
That might just give a broad overview of these are hot topics that we deal with, and this is very briefly how they might affect or impact your region. If you're interested in getting more information, one, you've got staff that knows all about it,
right.
But two, you can get more involved in watching the board's process.
Yeah, especially on this process particularly, I
yeah.
think.
Gary.
Oh, this is on the menu issue.
Menu issue.
Yeah, a couple people, Mr. O'Malley and I think a gentleman who spoke, talked about preferring to have a menu to select from, and I think actually by law that's the way we're required to present most of our requirements. Generally, we can tell people what the goal has to be, but we can't tell them how to
the
get
means.
There. So we've always pretty much done the menu system.
Good.
So.
I think another aspect of this develops from the broader issues that you brought out in your EO report, and that is the limits and constraints on staff in participating with other agencies that are working on similar issues, some of these task force and so forth that we've been able to engage in. But in this case, I think, you know, with LID, I know the Coastal Commission staff has organized a very similar process looking at community-based involvement, looking to build on, you know, collaborate, maximize limited resources, et cetera. So I'm hoping that we do continue to link in with that so that we're informed and they're informed on where we're headed, how they're moving forward, so that we're not duplicating effort. Let's benefit from their work. Let's let them benefit from what we're doing. I'm sure Darla Inglis is our connection, but we don't hear from Darla. I think once before I had asked to have Darla give us an update on her program more frequently than we hear now, especially when it comes to HydroMod. So I see she's going to have a key role in this process. So it'd be great, and I know you know, probably best to consider that a San Luis Obispo kind of thing, so she doesn't have to use her time to travel. But we do want to be sure we coordinate with these other programs, because they're very proactively moving forward, same direction.
Okay.
Well, I heard several ideas here.
Yes.
You talked about a letter. You were mentioning. It might make sense to have a letter from the chair, but yeah. Point out that a couple of the board members are former mayors to make, you know, have that connectivity with elected officials. And that's certainly a fairly easy thing to do compared to some of the other ideas you're kicking around. We have talked subsequently at staff about these additional outreach opportunities that would involve the board. You might recall that we had agenda item on that a while back, and we talked about different ideas then. Most recently, we figured, well, we're going to have these ag workshops. That's certainly going to be a lot of board time that's by everyone who can attend, the full board, a lot of extra time that you would be committing to board work and basically outreach, albeit to a more narrow segment of the region, just the ag interest folks. And so from that standpoint, it really comes down to the time availability of the board members. There is a staffing issue as well. But if we were to follow through with some kind of meetings on the road that would just be maybe one or two board members, you know, so we don't have a quorum, it doesn't have to be noticed, then there's also the benefit of not as much of the board members' collective time being involved. We'll still take the commitment by one or two of you, And hopefully we could spread the load out a little bit.
Can you put together a proposal with some options, and then with the rest of us can kind of look at it and decide what kind of makes sense? And don't worry about board time, because if one of us or two
easy
of us...
Easy for you to volunteer.
What I mean is we'll decide whether we have the time or not.
Yeah,
but do tell us about staff's time constraints, because that's something you're going to know about.
Yeah.
And if one or two or three of us can't make it, then that's fine. That's how we'll let you know that that's not going to work for some of us. Those that can participate, then they'll have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, it's obvious to me that I think the presentation we made to the Salinas City Council, at least what I, the feedback I've heard, was a tremendous impact.
Yeah.
And it straightened out a lot of people's mind at exactly what we were doing.
Right.
And they had a misconception.
Exactly.
Totally.
I think there's misinformation. And I would encourage you, Roger, I think some of the outlines that already exist is really all we need. It's very minimal talking points almost for board members,
right,
just to kind of make the connection,
right,
that you can engage this body, for example, mm-hmm, and there's a contact.
Yeah. Okay,
you know, I think, Roger, the point is, once you show elected officials how this affects them, you know, in their jobs,
mm-hmm,
in terms of, you know, what they are responsible for their constituents, if they see they've got 303 delisted bodies in their jurisdiction, maybe a light goes on, maybe the hydro mod LID stuff, maybe it's the stormwater permits, you know, pollutant problems. I think, like with most people, once they can personalize it and see how more directly it affects them as elected officials, maybe that will help us to get them interested and on board.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know, if you heard the board's regulatory programs, I think I'd be falling asleep, you know, myself, thinking, okay, so what? Why should I care about that?
Right.
Yes.
I think, and thank you, Tom, for sharing your perspective. I think one of the most important things I heard him say was the idea that it's ultimately the technical details and the conditions for building codes and standards and so forth has to be ironed out within the municipal bureaucracy.
Right.
And if they do it at taking the lead and doing it and working out that process, it is going to give more confidence to the private sector that they're not going to get caught up in a process that isn't there yet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think of all the things he said, that really has the greatest value to
right,
our efforts.
Yeah. No one wants to be the the test guinea pig. So, okay.
Well, if I could, before you, are you ready to adjourn here pretty soon?
Mr. Jeffries has me on a tight leash here. He said if I don't get us out by 2:45, my head's on a platter.
Well, I just wanted to kind of recap that today we had a full plate of NPDES permit issues that the staff worked diligently on to get to a consent calendar. So I think we should not overlook that body of work and
right,
the importance of it. We had a couple of cleanup cases we dealt with, as far as groundwater cleanup cases. And I think the last two items that we talked about, the hydro modification and within the bigger picture of stormwater and the agricultural program and the impacts of proceeding with that, are two of the most significant issues that we have in the region and certainly worthy topics for discussion today, as well as maybe the going out and talking to folks,
right,
elected officials in the future, because in our region, those two land uses, ag and municipal and development, are really significant in terms of their impacts to water quality. In some cases, you're talking about the same land, ag, that gets converted to developed properties.
Right.
And so there's that interface. So those are big topics that we're talking about. They're very important, high priority topics.
Okay.
Big.
Okay. So you'll get back to me with a proposal on outreach.
Yeah, I can go directly back to you. I was thinking to the whole board.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine, as long as we, you know, get something.
Well, we'll talk first.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay. So our next board meeting is.
It is coming up.
In
it's
slow.
December
9th and 10th.
9th and 10th,
yeah.
It? And remember, it's a Wednesday and a Thursday. Unusual.
Okay.
Yeah. I might be in the
audience. Okay, so we are adjourned
Wednesday
for today. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.